It is raining in India. In fact, it's pouring, and it has been for 2 weeks. So far, hundreds, maybe thousands of people have died. Many more are missing because of monsoons that have caused rivers to swell and sweep away entire villages. The worst hit area is northern India in the foothills of the Himalayas. That is where Hindus head this time of year to visit religious shrines. The BBC's Vineet Khade is there. And Vineet, the monsoon rains always come, but this year it is much earlier than usual, right?
Exactly. I mean, it has never rained like this for years. I mean, if you speak to people here, they are stunned at the way it has happened. Cloud bursts, rains just pouring in, nonstop rains for days. And it has taken people by surprise, and they're looking for reason as to why it has happened. Some are blaming it on man-made structures, dams, a lot of digging that has happened in the past few decades. So people are still looking for reasons as to why this has turned up like this.
Well, since it came so early, were people unprepared for it?
Absolutely. See, this is the season when this religious pilgrimage, the Hindu pilgrimage happens. And pilgrims were all over the place. The bookings were full. People were streaming in from all corners of India and outside India as well. And suddenly, out of the blue, it started raining, non-stop rains happened. And we saw, you know, the devastation that is in front of everyone.
Well, describe some of that for us. I mean, because, you know, here in the U.S., we're not used to rains like that in many parts of the country that just come down and keep on coming. What does it look like right now?
Towns have been flattened. Roads have been swept away. More than 150 bridges have been swept away, I'm being told. Entire towns, they are covered with slush, mud. 10 feet, 6 feet of mud covering the entire region. People have been buried under that mud. So absolute devastation in certain areas. And there are still certain areas where television cameras have not reached, you know. So we're still getting to hear stories, people having lost everything around them.
And as we said, just an enormous death toll so far. More than 1,000 people have died from this. What are the concerns about these bodies that are around? Are there concerns about disease?
The number of death is still a concern because the government quotes a figure of around 800 or 1,000, but some here say that the numbers could be much higher in the region of around maybe 5 or 10,000 or even more. Of course, these are speculative figures as of now, but the toll can really go sky high. As far as, you know, stopping diseases or spread of diseases is concerned, mass cremation did happen. A few cremations did take place yesterday, but the weather has hampered that from happening today. We are still not getting confirmed reports about that. We expect it to either happen tomorrow or day after tomorrow. But the government says that it is expressing surety that the diseases would not spread. So they are saying they are taking care of the health risks.
Now, we mentioned the religious shrines. You mentioned them as well. Have any of them been damaged or destroyed in this?
See, the Kedarnath is a very is highly regarded among the Hindus, and as I said earlier, people from across the world, Hindus from across the world, turn up here, and it has been really devastated. There were TV footage of dead bodies lying in front of this temple. As I said, the entire town has been flattened. I was speaking to an Air Force pilot today, and he said there is absolutely no one. A town which used to be flooded with people earlier is absolutely barren land today.
We've talked about some of the immediate effects of this. What are the long-term effects of this rain?
People say that this area, the economy of this region has been set back by at least a decade. What I am being told that it will really take a long time for this region to recover. Its economy has been really hit hard. People will not come to this place at least for some months. 1 year, 2 year, God knows, it's really not clear.
The BBC's Vineet Khade joining us from northern India. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And up next, we're going to head to California after yesterday's Supreme Court decisions on gay marriage. There is a lot of work to be done there. We're back with that in 30 seconds, here and now.